This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Taliban has confirmed it held direct talks with the United States and Qatar this week on finding a negotiated end to the 17-year war in Afghanistan. The meeting in Doha came as the Afghan government is considering another unilateral ceasefire with the insurgents during the upcoming Eid festival in August to encourage the Taliban to come to the table for peace talks. U.S. Korean War veterans had two reasons to celebrate after the news that North Korea released some remains to the U.S. AP Sagar Magani reporting from the U.S. military headquarters.
Present arms.
In suburban Cincinnati, scores of veterans marked the 65th anniversary of the war ending and celebrated the return of remains.
I think it's the greatest thing ever happened.
91-year-old William Becker's thoughts echoed by Robert Jacobs, an 89-year-old fellow Navy vet.
I think it's marvelous. It's a marvelous thing.
About 7,700 Americans are listed as missing from the Korean War. 86-year-old Air Force veteran Paul Coyne figures all the remains won't come home. Those that do should get their just rewards.
A military burial and whatever awards they are due, they should receive, and their family has closure.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Sam Brambach, the U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, says Washington is confident that detained American pastor Andrew Brunson in Turkey will be free soon. Brunson has been in jail in Turkey for nearly 2 years on terrorism and espionage charges. His case has strained relations between Turkey and the United States. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence have threatened sanctions on Turkey if Pastor Brunson is not released soon. This is VOA News. United Nations says nearly 200,000 people displaced by 5 weeks of fighting in southern Syria are in need right now of humanitarian assistance, but access to them is severely limited. Lisa Schlein reporting from the UN in Geneva.
An assault by Syrian government forces and the Russian allies has succeeded in dislodging rebels from most of the territory they controlled in southwest Syria. 5 weeks of airstrikes and barrel bombings have caused more than 182,000 people in the governorates of Dara, Kunetra, and Sweda to flee their homes. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says people are living in dire circumstances and urgently need life-saving assistance. While concern for their well-being is rising, the situation of some 55,000 civilians trapped in a stretch of land near the Golan area is becoming increasingly alarming. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Federal judge in the U.S. state of California says she will appoint an independent monitor to look into conditions for immigrant children at the U.S. border facilities following reports of poor conditions. Meantime, the U.S. Justice Department said in a court filing more than 1,400 children have been reunited so far with their families, 700 children still in government custody and fates uncertain. Under President Trump's zero-tolerance policy, families who illegally crossed into the U.S. from Mexico in most of the months of April and May were automatically detained. Children were placed in government facilities away from their parents, separated from them. Since then, Mr. Trump signed an executive order rescinding the family separations after a nationwide outcry. The U.S. economy grew at the fastest pace in almost 4 years in April, May, and June, and President Trump says tax cuts and his trade policies helped the growth and would continue to help the economy expand. Meantime, the continuing tech slide weighed heavily on U.S. stocks, as we hear from AP's Mike Gracia.
The continued slide in technology stocks dragged markets lower Friday. Twitter plunged 20.5% on the news that monthly users declined in the second quarter. That followed Facebook's 19% decline on Thursday. Despite gains in banks, phone companies, and makers of consumer products, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the Standard & Poor's 500 Index, and the NASDAQ all fell to end the week's trading. The Dow lost 76 points to 25,451. The S&P 500 fell 18 points, and the NASDAQ lost 114 points. I'm Mike Rossia.
You can get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.